When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Is your heart beating a little faster? I know mine is. Well, we can thank Al Hurt, that great trumpeter, and Marty Paich, that great arranger. And we can also thank Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein for creating that blood-rushing, thrilling number, Old Man River, from, of course, one of the great American musicals of all time, Showboat. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon. I'm your host for Broadway to Main Street. And I thought it would be an opportune time to celebrate Showboat. I mean, of course, what time wouldn't be opportune to celebrate this wonderful, magical show that just keeps getting reinvented and revived and reappreciated? Currently, it's enjoying a revival at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. And I thought it would be a good time to go over its many charms and inventions and digressions and achievements. Of course, Showboat was the first great book musical, the first musical that had a libretto that had shape and themes and complexities. It was originally a novel by Edna Ferber from 1926, and Jerome Kern optioned it. He wanted a serious musical piece for Broadway, and he quickly involved Oscar Hammerstein II, who was the leading librettist of his day and continued to be through the 1950s, and they brought it to Florin Ziegfeld, who is known mostly for his Follies, of course, and his more elaborate extravaganzas. Ziegfeld initially balked at the seriousness of the show because it took place over several decades, had complicated love stories, it had miscegenation, it had alcoholism, but he kind of screwed his courage to the sticking place, and on December 27th, 1927, Showboat opened at the Ziegfeld Theater and changed Broadway history. So today, let's begin where Showboat begins. At Aleve in Natchez, as the great showboat, the Cotton Blossom, docks there, and the irrepressible Capanandy, heard in this recording by Robert Morris from the 1993 Broadway revival, regales the crowd, telling them the absolute truth, which they've never seen a show like this one before.
If you come around tonight, tomorrow night, you come around for more.
Showboat has a lot of colorful showbiz fun. Of course, it also has romance, several of them, at its center, buckets and buckets of romance. So here's the first great romantic song from the score of Showboat. The owner of the showboat, Capanandy, has a young, virginal daughter named Magnolia. She, of course, falls in love with someone who's, going to give her a little bit of trouble. His name is Gaylord Ravenal. What a great name. And, of course, he's a ne'er-do-well gambler. When they meet in the show, they sort of play out a little fantasy about how they might have met in a melodrama or an operetta. And it's a duet in the original show, but I kind of want to welcome Joe Stafford to Broadway to Main Street, one of my favorite voices of all time, making her first appearance, quote-unquote, on the air here at Broadway to Main Street. So here's Joe Stafford to sing the wonderful ballad, Make Believe.
Thank you. could make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't Couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss, or two or three?
One of the great tasks at hand for Oscar Hammerstein in crafting the libretto to Showboat was to work on the many subplots that make up its very complicated tapestry of narrative. The most important one, certainly for Broadway historians, is the subplot in which Julie Laverne, who performs on the Showboat, and her husband Steve are forced to leave the Showboat because she is 1/8 black, which was against the law back in Mississippi in the day. And it fuels the interesting conflict about racism and black and white in the show that makes Showboat complex and to this day somewhat controversial. So we're going to hear a song that you all know. It's one of the great pop standards, but in the context of the show, it's very complicated. Julie, as I said, has 1/8, as they would say in the show, quote, Negro blood, unquote. And she sings a song that she likes to Magnolia, her the ever impressionable Magnolia. And halfway through it, the show's black cook says, I didn't hear anyone but colored folks sing that song. Seems funny for Miss Julie to know it. And Julie says, what's so funny about that? It's the seminal bit of dialogue in the history of the American theater libretto, because the song tells you everything you need to know about Julie's complicated background. So here is Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein working at their finest level of craftsmanship. And here's Lynette McKee and Rebecca Luker from the 1993 revival of Showboat.
Oh, listen. and sister. I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels done and planned. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't tell loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't tell loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. And when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Something that the angels done planned.
The chimney's smoking, the roof is leaking in, but he don't seem to care. There ain't no reason why I should love that man.
And why you love that man?
Must be something that he
was Lynette McKee bringing the company together for Can't Help Loving That Man. Lynette McKee in 1983, in an earlier revival of Showboat, was the first African-American woman to play the part of Julie in the United States. She was not, however, the first African-American woman who wanted to play it. That famously was Lena Horne. Lena Horne was desperate to be in the 1956 movie version of Showboat, and Ava Gardner played the part instead, something that Lena Horne never quite got over. But Lena Horne had the resources of the recording studio at her disposal, and here is, I think, a very definitive jazz version of that great song from Showboat, finally, elegantly, thankfully, performed by Lena Horne.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell I'm crazy, maybe I know, can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's rainy day, but when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine, he can come home late as can be.
Lena Horne did get to play Julie for a minute or two at least in the film Till the Clouds Roll By, which was a retrospective, highly fictionalized, of course, of Jerome Kern's career. But while we're talking about movies, it's interesting that Showboat opened the same year, 1927, that Talking Pictures debuted. So it was a natural that Showboat would transform to the screen. There's a 1929 silent version, which kind of surpasseth all understanding. I've never seen it. But there's a wonderful 1936 version, which has never been put on DVD. It's very, very true to the show, or at least for the first two-thirds, three-quarters. And Kern and Hammerstein wrote some new and wonderful material for it. Here's one of the best of those, I think, a duet for Magnolia and Gaylord Ravenal when Gaylord decides to become part of the Showboat troupe. Here's Alan Jones and Irene Dunne, and they're the real thing. I mean, they're the real, real thing, insofar as Alan Jones can certainly sing, and so can Irene Dunne, and she actually took the part of Magnolia on tour in the late 20s. So when she made this movie in 1936, she knew the role very well and sings it so blissfully, it's got to put a smile on your face. Here's I Have the Room Above Her.
She know I love her, sitting in her room below, sitting in her room below. How could she dream, how far a dream could go? Sometimes we meet, she smiles, and oh, her smile's divine. It's such a treat hear her say, hasn't the weather been fine? I blush and stammer badly, my heart is beating madly. Then she goes into her room, and I go sadly up to mine. A lover more infatuous than I would say his say or know the reason why. But when I get my chance, I let my chance go by. I have the room above her. She doesn't know I love her. How could she know I love her? Sitting in her room below. Sitting in her room below. How could she dream? How far a dream could go?
Sometimes we meet, he smiles, and all his smiles divine. It's such a treat to hear him say, hasn't the weather been fine? I blush and stammer badly. My heart is beating madly. Then he moves up to his room, and I go sadly into
Sorry, I had to pause for a moment. I was just madly in love with Irene Dunne. Okay, back to reality. Hi, I'm Larry Maslon for Broadway to Main Street. And today's show, we're celebrating the immense charms of Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Showboat. Now, Showboat, when it came to Broadway in 27, was jam-packed with incident and characters and thoughts and themes, so much so that its Washington tryout was almost 4 hours long. And the first thing to be cut was something that really hurt Jerome Kern, a kind of wonderful Greek drama, Cassandra-like song called Misery's Coming Around, which was about, in fact, what happened when Julie and her husband are forced to leave the showboat because it's a case of miscegenation. So a very dramatic, strong piece of material for a Broadway show. Thankfully, the conductor and arranger John McGlynn put this on a 1988 recording, which he recorded practically every note ever written for Showboat. So we're going to hear Misery's Coming Around from the studio recording. You'll hear Teresa Stratus as Julie and Carla Burns as Queenie.
Snapping back at me like an old mud turtle.
I don't feel right today. You just let me alone and keep polishing your rails.
Heaven keep that devil away. Keep that misery far away. And if he is coming today,
heaven. here yet.
He will be in a minute. You get at your piano.
Oh, Julie, I hate to rehearse today. I'd rather sit and talk to you about him.
Well, you can't now, honey. I'm going to slip backstage. I don't want your ma to know we've been talking together.
If you keep singing like that.
Misery's Coming Around, one of the most famous cut numbers from any Broadway show, held thankfully restored by John McGlynn in a wonderful EMI recording. Well, that's the downer part of Showboat, at least in the first act. Let's go to the uplifting part. I said the show had buckets and buckets of love. So here are two ballads between Gay and Magnolia. One is sung by Margaret Whiting, whose voice I'm happy to welcome onto the show as a solo, Why Do I Love You? And then we're going to follow up with the conclusion to Act One, the wedding marriage sequence from the Music Theater of Lincoln Center 1966 production of Showboat with Stephen Douglas and that ever-glorious Barbara Cook singing You Are Love.
Why do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one you care for? You're a lucky boy, I am lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you. Why do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one that you care for? You're a lucky boy, I am lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you. Maybe that's why I love you.
Just a joke to tell, like a lonely punchinello, my role was gay. But I knew the joke was aimless. Time went on, I liked the game less. For you see, somewhere lurked a spark divine, and I kept wondering whether mine would come to. Then my fortune turned and I found you. Here you are with my arms around you. You will never know what you've meant to me.
You're the prize that heaven has sent to me.
Here's a bright and beautiful world all new, wrapped up in you. After day.
10, the red velvet curtains slowly close on Act 1 of Showboat. So it's an intermission, so a good time to reintroduce myself. I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. You can hear us live, you can hear us streaming, or you can hear our podcasts. I think we've got about 8 now at www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org. Okay, Act 2 of Showboat. Act 2 of Showboat moves to Chicago to the Columbian Exposition of 1892 with a lot of hustle and bustle, and we get to catch up on what happened to some of our supporting characters. Our most tragic supporting character we heard in the first act, who, of course, was Julie Laverne, who had to leave the showboat because of miscegenation laws, and we discover her as an alcoholic wastrel in a vaudeville house in Chicago, sort of trying to make ends meet, her life in tatters. She sings one of the most famous ballads in Broadway history, another great ballad by Kern and Hammerstein, repurposed, as we would say, from an earlier Jerome Kern show with lyrics by P.G. Woodhouse. You'll recognize it when I play it. I asked my friend Will Friedwald which version of Bill I should play, and he said, why would you play any other version than Helen Morgan's? And I can't but agree. This is Helen Morgan, the original Julie Laverne, singing Bill.
The perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. They always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I've read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. He can't play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo or row. He isn't half as handsome as dozens of men that I know. He isn't tall or straight or slim, and he dresses far worse than Ted or Jim. Oh, I can't explain why he should be just the one man in God's world for me. He's just
When you talk about Showboat, you always talk about its innovations. One of the innovations happens in that little lyric where she says, he's just, I don't know, he's just my Bill. It's the first time really in a musical that a character didn't quite know how to express themselves, which is of course very human. But Helen Morgan expresses a lot of deep thoughts for all of us. Showboat was a very big show, as I mentioned before, and there were numbers that had to land on the cutting room floor. One of them I really love because it shows how well Hammerstein and Kern brought the story up to the 1920s. In fact, to 1927, it's a kind of Charleston number called Hey Feller. It's sung by Queenie in this archival recording from EMI in 1988. It's Carla Burns taking us firmly and fastly and vibrantly into 1927. Hey, feller.
When you yearn for a gent, give him encouragement. Only then will he come to stay. You must declare yourself or you'll be on the shelf. If you wait too long, he'll get away. Once you have picked your boy, waste no time and act in coy. Leave no room for doubt. Step up and speak right out. Hey, feller, I think you're swell. I took a look and then I fell. Hey, feller, I got to tell. Can't deny what you know well. I'm longing to be basking in your caressing right now.
Fire, go, fire, go, go, go.
And if you do be asking, I'll do that yes in and
fire, go, fire, go, go, go.
Say, feller, I must admit that I suspect that you've got it. Hey, feller, I'm yours to take. Let's give a little girl an even break. And if you love her, tell her, tell her. Hey, feller.
Was originally performed in front of a giant poster about Lindbergh landing in Paris, so it gives you a sense of 1927. Showboat was revived many times. In fact, it was almost revived like a few hours after it closed. There was a famous 1930 revival in New York, and the next major revival was put together by Hammerstein and Kern in 1945. And new material was written for that. But Jerome Kern flew from Hollywood to New York to work on the revival and unfortunately suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and died before it opened. That's the bad news. The good news is his last song became a jazz classic, Nobody Else But Me, sung by the character of Magnolia at the end of the show. And here is the irrepressible Bobby Short, who made it his own, doing his own jazz version of it.
I want to be no one but me. I am in love with a lady who likes me the way I am. I have my faults. She likes my faults. I'm not very bright. She's not very bright. She thinks I'm grand. that's grand for me. She may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care? Say we. Walking on the shore, swimming in the sea, when I am with her, I'm glad the guy who's with her is nobody else but me. Close as she can be, I am the lad who is grateful and glad that I'm nobody else but me.
Today's program about Showboat is about to dock at its final levee, but you may have noticed I left out two very important characters. I didn't leave them out. I'm saving the best for last. That first character is the river. When Hammerstein contemplated the show, he thought it lacked something to make it cohesive. Quote, "I decided to write a river theme, which would hold the play together. I put the song about the river into the voice, the throat, of a character who is a rugged and untutored philosopher who hung around the wharves and the showboat. Possibly there's an implied protest." That other character, of course, was Joe, written for the amazing actor, singer, activist, humanist Paul Robeson. Now, Paul Robeson didn't do it in 1927. He did it in 1928 in London, and then a 1930 revival, and then the film. But probably no individual was more important to maintaining the integrity of African Americans in the show than Paul Robeson. He had some quarrels about the way the lyrics were written. Some of them were eventually changed, somewhat controversially. But Paul Robeson remains, I think for many people, the soul and the lodestar of Showboat. So we'll have him take us out with the most important song from the show. And what can one say about Showboat the musical, except what is as true as it is obvious? It just keeps rolling along.
Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope. until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tow that barge, lift that bale, you get a little drunk and your land's in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.